What is there that I can't take care of? What is there? Amen. We can trust him. I pray that recorded. I just shifted it when you started. If I had known, I'd waited. But we will pray that we will have that, and we'll get the transcribing of it or something, because now that's a good question that God asks us. What is it that he can't handle? He handled it all. We today are celebrating the triumphal entry of Jesus, Palm Sunday. And it's another one of those choice days. Every day is a choice day. Last week we heard, as Joshua said, and you can choose this, you can make this choice by loving God. You can make this choice by loving God. Loving and obedience, they kind of go together. Because we want to obey those that we love. We want to do what's best for them, what's best for us. You know? And it begins with loving him. We love because he first loved us. Today on Palm Sunday, we celebrate his choice to keep marching. His whole life on this earth, and before he got to earth, but on whole life on this earth, he chose to carry out the plan. Every day he chose that. Every day for the 3.5 years before this, every day, every time he saw a cross, every time he saw someone crucified, because they walked around in the area where there was crucifixions, every day he would see that and he would still choose us. You know, it wasn't a surprise to him. I don't know, you know, sometimes it's like, sometimes apologizing to someone is sort of like getting on the cross. You know? It's like we know it's got to be, testifying to somebody or praying for somebody. We get that name in our head and we know that we should contact them, that we should do something. We know that we should do something, and it's like bearing a cross. It's so hard, you know. Well, our part isn't really that hard, but it is. God knows. God sees, God cares. Jesus, in this march toward the cross and the choice that he made, he strengthened us with every step. He showed us the way to choose. Rem started reading the devotion this morning, and he said, you know, we've got to make a choice. That's the truth. Today, we've all chosen to follow Jesus, right? We've all acknowledged he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We've all asked him into our heart. You know? So we know these things. But we also know that we're sometimes slow to choose the things that go into that. Sometimes we got a lot to do. Sometimes we just wish we weren't so busy. Sometimes Or we acknowledge it and we'll get to it. But we're the only one that can make a choice for ourselves that puts him first. We have to put him first. We have to cast down those imaginations that say, well, God knows my heart. God doesn't really mind. If God didn't really mind, he wouldn't put it on our mind, right? At any point on this day, the Palm Sunday celebration, at any point at the time that Jesus was riding in, he could have changed his mind. At any point. He could have just stopped and said, give me a break, people. You know, I know what you're going to do better than you know what you're going to do. But instead, he received the praise. And in their defense, he said to the Pharisees, if they stopped praising, the very rocks would cry out. You know? I want to be louder than the rocks. I don't want God to have to get a rock pile to take my place. You know? I don't want an old monument of rocks to be all that I have in my faith walk. I remember. I hope that we all have so many monuments we don't even remember every monument unless the Lord brings it to our mind and to our heart. And he will do that sometimes. He will remind us at times of things that did take place, and they took place so simply that we didn't know they were taking place until they had taken place, and then we had the joy of going, how did that happen? Or how did I know to say that? Well, obviously, I didn't know to say that. The Lord knows. He lets us be a part of it. He literally lets us be the star of the show. You know? And he's so proud of us because we are. And because we know that he's proud of us, we're humbled that we got to even be in the show, let alone a star of the show. Jesus, on this day, chose. He knew he was the star of the show. He knew he was. He knew he has told us, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the answer to all of your problems. Is there anything that's too hard for me? Is there anything that's too difficult for me? God asked that question on a day when his son, when God incarnate, headed for a victory that would look like defeat. We have those things in our lives sometimes. They're victories. We know we've done what God wants, but it doesn't look like it. It looks like a defeat. Now we have a reminder today, is there anything that's too hard for me? If I don't remember one other thing about that, I'm going to remember God saying that. God saying that. We know these things, but God said, is there anything that's too hard for me to handle? Now, we could say, yikes, if he said that, what's coming? But by faith, we say, wow, hallelujah. He has prepared the way for us. He has prepared the way for us. You know? There's nobody in this room that can any longer chronologically qualify for young. Did you know that? Isn't that something? Oh, Danica's here. I'm sorry. Danica can qualify for young. You can qualify, Danica. I stand corrected. I don't mind being corrected. Everybody that I can see, none of us can qualify for young chronologically. but we're being renewed daily in the Lord. And refreshed daily. I want to be renewed and refreshed and recharged. I want to live like I'm renewed and refreshed and recharged. Yesterday I got refreshed and just about discharged. You always love my dog stories, I know, but I took Storm for a walk. We do a thing, we go over to the track. I let him in one gate, he runs right straight down to the other gate and waits for me. I shuffle along, coming to him. But kids these days don't close the gates. He zoomed down there, and then I saw the gate was open. I said, no, 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 no. He went through, and he stopped, and he looked at me. I said, wait. He went. But he didn't went too far. He waited. I said, oh, you're a good boy. You're a good boy. We got caught up. But when we got caught up, I was talking to him about how my lungs were cold. And my legs were sore. I said, Storm, you can't do that to me. Because even though it seemed like in my body I was running hard, I was not covering as much ground as I would have if I could have. You know? So thankfully the dog waited. You know? Sometimes we cover more ground than we know, and sometimes we just aren't covering the ground. Sometimes life slows us down. Sometimes the cares of this world hinder us, you know? And we make a choice to not let them. To not let them. Now, I don't know, Judy, if you're fighting a sore throat or if you were just absolutely part of worship. I thought maybe you were just so in the spirit that you weren't singing, but I thought you would be singing if you could be singing, but you were in worship. You know? And I would look and see that you were in worship. Because it's an encouragement. It's a build-up. It's a testimony. I'm not going to miss this. I'm going to be in my spot where the glory comes out. I'm going to be in my spot. I want to be in my spot. Don't you want to be in your spot? I want to be in my spot. I want to be in your spot. I want to be in every spot where it is. I want to expect it wherever I am. I want to be there. Because the Lord is everywhere. And we make a choice to stimulate ourselves if we have to. So that we don't become uninvolved in God. It doesn't matter how long. It doesn't matter. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. It's good to fellowship together. It's good. It's strengthening. It's building. We need it. You know? And if we can't always be present, we can always be present with the Lord. I wanna be in that number when the saints go marching in. I wanna hear what the Lord is saying. I wanna know, you know, what's God saying to you? What is God saying to you? I tell them at the jail all the time, look, I said, I want you to get to Highmore to have coffee with me because I wanna hear what God's saying to you. I wanna hear what's happening in your life. And sometimes they like look at me like, well, I don't know. What do you mean? I said, you're hearing God? I see God's voice going into your lives. And if you choose, if you'll just choose, if you'll just choose every day. I got one gal, and she started the chapel again this week with, "I always choose what's wrong." I said, "Don't say that. You aren't going to say that in my chapel." Choose the Lord. Quit choosing to be defeated. Well, by the end, she was back where she belonged. But she's got to every day keep herself where she belongs. She can't be believing the enemy that says, "You can't do this. You can't win. It's not worth it," you know? It's sad when people don't know the Lord. And it's twice as sad when they don't know the Lord and they don't know that they don't know the Lord. Because they don't know how to choose or that they need to choose. Sometimes they know because I heard somebody say, "God chose you." God did. God chose every single person. But you've got to choose. You've got to make that choice. People have to make that choice, not just one time, but all the time, because there will be things that come up in opposition, and we can't just brush off, "Well, you know, the Lord will take care of it." No, the Lord says, "You make the choice. You make the choice." Jesus made the choice. He had to make the choice. And we know, because we know the rest of the week, it wasn't an easy choice. And as things carried on, and as the people, he had that little boost of the cheering, and you know, and that was good. But then he had stuff going on, and I mean, he goes and he clears the temple. He knows that's not popular, but it felt so good, you know. "Thank you, Father. Thank you for this, Father. Thank you. Thank you." You know, did he have to talk the Father into it? Or did the Father say, "Just go do it"? And he had to choose to just go do it, even though, man, this was really going to bring attention to him. He didn't care. Zeal for his Father's house had consumed him. Have you had that? Where zeal for the Father's house has consumed you? Just gotta let it out! You know? Just gotta. Gotta tell somebody. Gotta something. You know? It's like just the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. We've all had the opportunity. The question is, do we choose to follow it? You know? Did we choose to follow it? I love those, sometimes the meetings from years ago when they were having like Rodney Howard Brown or something like that going on. And the Spirit of the Lord was just really powerful. And all of a sudden, somebody just come zooming across the stage. Pretty soon somebody else would be up zooming. They'd have a crowd zooming, you know. We used to have, "Here we come, Lord. Run into you." We'd have some zooming going on. Big kids, little kids, all kids just zooming along. I want in on that. You know? Not too many people wanted in on what Jesus was proposing. Even when he proposed what he had been telling the disciples, even when he laid it out clearly, they were still trying to have a different outcome. You know? There's a lot of people that are not choosing God and they're hoping for a different outcome. Maybe. I hope so. That'd be fine with me, but the truth is, there's a lot of people that are choosing. Well, we've got a whole bunch of people that are voicefully choosing anything but God and don't want God and don't want people that want God. And, you know, they've joined the Pharisees and want to get rid of anybody that seriously wants God. And those people, I don't know. Let there be revival. Let them be. I tell you what, they would. I mean, every one of them are a Saul waiting to be a Paul. They're this close, but they've got to make a choice. You know? And God loves them, and he keeps making opportunities for them. And that's why Jesus came, and that's why he made this choice. And when it came down to praying, you know, we know it wasn't easy. He said, Father, do you ever find yourself sort of in that position? I mean, as you read about Jesus or something and try to imagine, I sometimes get these like real anxiety imagining. I'm not a good enough Christian to feel it all. But I, you know, it's like all of a sudden now, it's this morning as I was reading my Bible and I was thinking about that, all of a sudden I'm just like, it's like, man, you know, the Apostle Paul said, I want to suffer with Christ's sufferings. I always think, I don't, you know, I got a ways to go. I'm still got years to go. We'll still get there. But I have to tell you that every now and then I get just a glimpse. And I don't really get a lot of anxiety normally. Nothing really gives me a lot of, do I? Yeah, I just don't care. No, that's not it. But I'm not like, you know. But man, this morning for just a little bit, I'm going, oh man. To choose through that, you know. Father, if it be possible. He went through a lot for us. It's worthy of our compassion. It's worthy of our daily choices. You can live whatever life you're living daily choosing him. Whatever you're doing. Vicki read a devotional to us about breath prayer, you know. And basically what it amounts to is breath prayer. The word, speaking the word, thinking of the word, you know, waking in the night with the word, you know. Even if it starts out with just, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord. No matter what's going on, I love you, Lord. Because no matter what's going on, you can be, I love you, Lord, no matter what. And if it comes out loud, who cares? That's all right, but continually, so that the point of the matter is that the Bible says pray without ceasing. That basically you are. It isn't necessarily the world-shaking prayer, but then again, it's a little world-shaking. It's a blessing to God that we love him. That we love him. You know, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Judy's been persecuted for praising the Lord. She's one of those that's always saying, praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You know? But it's on our mind, in our hearts, and on our minds. Keep these things in your heart. Keep them on your mind, in your mouth. Make that be what you're spreading. Well, what if they don't want to hear it? They probably, maybe, don't, but then they do. Did you always want to hear it? Do we always want to hear the word? When we are ticked off, do we want to hear, bless those that curse you? When we have been offended, Do we want to hear, pray for those who despitefully use you? When we have every right not to forgive, do we want to hear, forgive? If you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. Nah, I don't think that's what it says. It does. It does. It does, you know. And do we go, oh, thank you for reminding me? Or do we get out of that presence in a hurry because we just added one more that we're mad at? No. Oh, I know what the Bible says. I try not to intentionally reject what the Bible says. I try to remember, and I kind of ask the Lord about it too, you know. I mean, about the fact of, I don't think I've denied the Lord since I came to know the Lord. I haven't been perfect. But I've never just said, ah, enough of this. Vicky said, enough of this, and Jesus came and kissed her. So I guess if I want to get kissed, I'm going to have to find a spot to do that. No, I'm not going to. But it was life-changing, wasn't it? Don't justify it. It was bad. We were going to quit. Doesn't make any difference. Because that changed everything. Okay. She just came and said, okay, let's go. Yeah. But that legalism was part of the Bible. And it was going against what we preferred. She preferred. And I had a holy moment and I said, seriously, are we going to give this up for crab legs? I mean, we'd eaten them about 3 times. We did like that shrimp off the beach that we cooked. No. But, you know, I mean, it was just one of those things. But Jesus' response to her enough was to kiss her on the cheek. Her chains fell off. Is anything too difficult for God? You know, we choose. When Jesus came in and the people were cheering and Jesus knew that that would change. Here's the thing. I think about the people that were in the crowd when they started yelling, crucify him. I think there had to be some that were saying, no! No! And there were probably a lot of others that were thinking, that's not nice, but weren't saying a thing. You know? But at least they weren't joining in the crucify him. Or maybe they were being quiet and somebody looked at them and so they, yeah, crucify him. Because they couldn't make a stand. I want us to make a stand. I want everyone to make a stand. I want everyone to be reminded that Jesus made a choice to finish the course. The Apostle Paul said, my time has come. I've finished my course. I've run the race. I've run a good race. You know? I want people to desire to win the race. I want people to feel and sense and enjoy the presence of the Lord so much that it's the only thing that they can choose. I want us to know that we've been made more than conquerors through Christ. That's very real what God says. Is there anything that's too hard for me to handle? That was spoken to every ear that has ears to hear. That wasn't something that Marla dreamed up, wrote down so she'd remember at a certain time in the service, I'll blurt that out. No. It was the Lord saying, think about this. Today we remember Jesus' march into the city that would end at the cross. Do you think that was easy for God to handle? I don't think so. No. If one of my children, if I could raise them from the dead, it wouldn't be easy to watch them tortured, killed, even if I could raise them from the dead. Even if I believe that in the name of Jesus all things are possible, no, Lord. Right? And so he says to us, is there anything too difficult for me to handle? I think then, even as I say that, I think he handled my first 30 years. When I got saved, I thought, oh my goodness, how did he put up with me? I don't know how difficult that was. But I want to go out running. I want to go out rejoicing. I won't lie to you. I wouldn't mind going out. Pew. Yeah. I wouldn't mind watching the cemeteries open and standing waiting for my lift. You know, I wouldn't mind. Jumping up and down to make sure I was going to go. No, it's just about empty. Am I going to? No, no problem. I'm going to go. I'm going to go. I'm going through. I'll pay the price. No matter what others do, I'll take the way of the Lord's anointed few. I started out with Jesus. I'm going through. And so let's follow his example. Let's follow his example. Let's follow his life. Let's follow his guidance. Let's let go of those things that hold us back. Just keep jumping. Just keep jumping. Amen. Daily, Lord, daily. We have to choose daily. We need to have that on our calendar. We need to have that on our hearts and on our minds. So when we wake up in the morning, I choose you, Lord. I choose you, Lord. I choose you, Lord. I choose you, Lord. I choose your kind of faith, Lord. I choose your kind of strength, Lord. I choose what you offer me, Lord. Whatever it is, whatever, the Lord will put things in your heart and your mind to just speak. Lord, we just say we love you. And we thank you, and we thank you, Lord, that you chose the wonderful entry into Jerusalem that would end with an amazing exit. Crazy. Crazy wonderful. Somebody wrote a book about crazy love. Yeah, I can't remember his name now, but that doesn't matter. You know, Lord. Yeah, that overwhelming, never-ending love of God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. 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 Amen.